This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes we have clever music focusing on the day. Sometimes clever music speaking to the season of the year that we're in. Now this song, I'm not sure it's cleverly speaking to anything, but it's kind of a cool song. Sounds almost like the Beatles, right?
It does.
But yet it isn't. James, who is this?
This is the Kinks.
Oh, these are the Kinks?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. The Kinks. I knew when I was a disc jockey how they got their name. And I'm not sure that I can remember the story. So rather than follow it up, I just won't tell you the story because I don't remember all of it. And that's sometimes every once in a while when we do what we do for a living, there are opportunities for us to stick our foot in our mouth. And sometimes it's hard to extricate your foot from your mouth after you stick it in there. Very difficult.
Well, hard logistically. According to the Googlebot, the Kinks got their name because someone said they needed a gimmick, some edge to get them attention. And here it was, quote unquote, kinkiness, something newsy, naughty, but just on the borderline of acceptability.
Kinks. Okay. Well, there you have it. The bad boys. The kinkers, if you will. All right. How many people are scheduling appointments to get their hair done for Thanksgiving? Or have you scheduled an appointment to have yourself made up for Halloween?
It's amazing when
you
go.
Yeah. Do you go to the salon to get your hair done?
I do every few months. Now that my hair is the color it is, it's a lot easier with regrowth and like my roots, so I don't need to go as often as I did when I had it red.
Roots. You mean there's something underneath the color that you don't want people to see?
No, it's not that. I'm fine. I started turning gray when I was 13 years old.
No.
But
really?
my red hair, I like when my hair is red. Personally. Yeah. But when my roots would start growing in, it wasn't that it was the lighter shade. It was that it looked like I was balding because of the color it was. But now that my hair is like a platinum blonde, when my roots grow in, it doesn't look like I'm balding. It kind of just flows in with the platinum.
Oh, well, that's good. You know,
The more you know.
Isn't that a slogan for something?
I believe so.
The more you know. All right, so I was just thinking, this is my traveling season is beginning this weekend, as I'll be going back and forth frequently for the next probably 4, 5, 6 months to visit with my family, my two children and my grandchildren. So it's my son's birthday this weekend. And I've kind of gotten used to, because I'm what they call a seasoned traveler, so I don't pay much attention to what it used to be. But I was just thinking, as we take trips, this is the time of year, the summertime, it's so easy to travel now. Especially when you're going from place to place in our country. So I was thinking about taking maybe you with me on a thought experiment for a minute. Imagine how long the trip that I'm taking to Los Angeles would have taken at the beginning of the period of commercial flight. Let's say a half a century, 50, 60, back in the 50s. How long would it have taken me to get there, and you know what the schedule of flight time between Los Angeles and New York was like 3 hours longer than it used to be. Now somebody I got it backwards. 3 hours longer before, when the first Boeing 707 was introduced, it didn't make it all the way across the country. It had to stop for fuel. And that was the case with the old DC-3s, mm-hmm. some of the prop planes, the Convairs, and that sort
of thing.
Well,
yeah, and the engines didn't have that same horsepower either.
Right, no. Now, the interesting thing is that the way the air traffic control system is, things have slowed down because in most of the metro areas, there's so much air traffic that they can get there fast, but then they can't land or they slow down. This happens to me all the time in Boston. When you come in, if I come in like Monday, I'll take next Monday off and I'll come back. And when we get close to Boston, it's usually over Gardner, Massachusetts, we slow down. Depends on the time of the day, but this is, we land at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's peak travel time, and they'll slow down, and when you get on the ground, oftentimes there are no gates, especially if you've traveled faster, like the normal time going to Los Angeles from Boston, about 5 hours and 50 minutes. Coming back, it's about an hour shorter, about 4 hours, but I've made the trip in like 4 hours and 12 minutes, 4 hours and 14 minutes, because you get a good tailwind behind you. And then they talk about how they get there, right? We're early, way ahead of schedule, and then you sit on the tarmac for 20 minutes or a half hour because you can't get into the gate.
Oh, which is such a crime.
Which is what slows everybody down.
It does. And the whole thing about, like, you have to get on the plane on time, the plane has to push back from the gate to be considered right on time, but it doesn't actually have to take off. It can be sitting on the tarmac for 3 hours, and it's technically not delayed because
they
it pushed back from
anymore,
the gate.
Yeah,
when they used to. And it was just so, like, seriously. And then when you land, it makes sense of, like, okay, maybe something wasn't timed properly, somebody else was running late, you can't get to a gate, or you can't get to the gate designated for you, so you have to wait. But it's typically not an additional 3 or 4 hours unless something really went wrong. And at that point, can't they bring out one of those little, like, portable steps and just let people off and guide them to safety off of the runway? Stop making
bad management.
Just wait.
The airlines themselves are too big, and they can't manage things well. That's what you're experiencing. Speaking of airports, the major French airports have been evacuated. There was a security alert late yesterday, not only at the airports but at the Palace of Versailles. The security alert temporarily closing a lot of different things, but most notable and much chaotic was what was going on at the airports, right? And so these email threats that they got, and the threats, even though they didn't, you know, hello, what do you think? That's pretty obvious what they were all about. The people in charge didn't really say what the threats were all about, but most everybody figured it was connected to some kind of terrorist activity or would-be terrorist activity. So the French, all the governments in Europe, all the governments around the world that are not necessarily considered sympathetic to the Palestinian cause are they're all on security alert. And so we've got this, I guess it's a psychosis in a manner of speaking, because it really is. These people are psychotic that are pulling this off, that are, you know, messing things up. They are. They're psychos. How else do you describe it? Yeah. Psychos. All right. Now, I'm not following that story with the story about Trump with any suggestion that he's psycho, but he was told to shut up yesterday. The court staffer was apparently arrested, and Trump was yelling and screaming, and the judge told him to simmer down. It's what a circus all of this is. And so, anyway, there's another story about this lawyer charged in the election case. He was in court yesterday, argued he was just offering legal advice to Trump or to others who wanted to continue the thought pattern that the election was stolen. What a mess, huh? What a mess. Imagine being in court.
And it keeps going and going and going.
Right, yeah. Drama, right? Don't need it, but we certainly have plenty of it. Here's another one. This is an interesting reality. A family had put together a nationwide gang, and the gang was stealing catalytic converters. Big theft ring. So
this was a huge thing that was happening
For
a while. James, didn't this happen to you? Was it your catalytic?
Yeah, so a big thing. Yeah, a big thing in Dallas. It was actually right when I started. They would take and cut the catalytic converter from your car because there's, what is it? I think it's platinum that's in the car.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you can sell that to a junkyard for like $300 to $500 depending on the model. It's crazy.
It's a salvage yard, not a junkyard. It's got to go. They convert it. Actually, what they do is they convert it into more. They melt it down and use it to make more catalytic converters.
Right, exactly. And it's honestly, it's so absurdly easy to just get under it and just snip it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, either end, bing, bang, boom, you're out. 30 seconds, you're done.
That's it.
So this mother and her two sons were paid $38 million. To transport these stolen catalytic converters from California to New Jersey. Well, this is kind of an interesting reality, right? There were 39 charges brought against this family. And there are others involved in this, 9 people altogether, who are involved in this ring, facing charges in California and elsewhere. This is the DG Auto Parts. This is a junkyard chain, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they're the ones that were getting catalytic converters.
Mm-hmm.
And
this isn't the kind of family business you want to hand over to your children.
This is really an amazing thing. The parts, when you take a catalytic converter out of a car, it's worth $1,000. If you didn't know that. And so now they're putting the new cars have catalytic converters that are put in some place where you can't get at them. It took them about 10 years. How long? I can't remember when catalytic converters were first required. It's been quite a while. It's one of those things that supposedly cleans up the air, which is a nonsensical waste of time because it doesn't. And then it leads to what it's led to, which is this crime ring. Imagine. This kind of $600 million involved in this. Wowzer. Park your car in the garage and lock it. It's 18 after on good day.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gang Flings.
Gang Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gang Flings. Seriously good scent. Gang Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 23 after the hour, this would be the time for us to exercise our brain, our cranial matter, when it comes to social media, engaging in what's going on, sometimes with the technology, sometimes it's just the gossip. Actually, this is gossip about technology. The parent company of Facebook, I don't like the name Meta, it doesn't mean anything. They have been limiting some of the comments on Israel and Palestine, some of the posts. I guess the temporary measures, they want to limit unwelcome or unwanted comments. So who decides on whether they're unwelcome or unwanted? Who makes that decision?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are taking sides in the bullying factor. So these are, it's not just like if you or I were to post something, it's not limiting our comments. It's anybody who is in Israel or in Palestine, Gaza, and who, if they post something, it's limiting the comments to only the people who are their friends or family are able
to
comment.
So how do they
know?
People
can see the post. People can see the post, but they can't comment on them if they are not a friend of this person.
No. How do they know where the people are that are sending in the whatever the message is?
Who's putting the original post out?
Yeah.
Well, that information is part of
your profile,
yeah.
Okay.
And then also they can see, like, your web address and stuff and where you are. And so anybody who, like, you know how you get friend requests and all of that stuff. So they can see who are the quote-unquote friends. They may not be real-life friends, but they're friends on social media, so therefore they can leave a comment to these posts. But if you or I came across somebody's post in Israel or Palestine and we're not friends with this person, we would not be able to comment, but we would still be able to read the post.
So that reminds me of, I have about 5,000 friends on Facebook. And lately, in the last few months, I've been getting a lot of friend requests from young chickie poos who are obviously looking for something other than friendship. It's kind of annoying. It's actually, I don't know what I think, it's embarrassing or annoying. And I'm not sure whether I'm the one who's embarrassed or I'm embarrassed for these girls who are trolling around just looking for older men. And they friend them and then they send a lot of suggestive pictures around. And, you know, I'm as healthy as the next guy, but I just find it, I don't like it.
Well, and some of these aren't real also. I mean, some of them are, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But some of them are also kind of scams that they've taken people's photos or, because a lot of these photos, you can find easily online. They're not even just like stock photos.
It's, oh, really?
If you've posted a photo online anywhere, it can be found if it's still online. If people can use it. I've known people who have had fake accounts created, not using their name fake account, but using their pictures, using their images.
Mm-hmm. All right. Happy birthday to Good Day listeners, Jack, Jim, and Jill, and Jeff. All the J's, right?
I like
it. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to anybody today who's listening who's having a birthday. It's kind of a cool thing getting close. My son's birthday is tomorrow. What's today's? No, the 20th is Saturday. That's why I'm going there.
So what is this, Libra?
He's right on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. Yes. And he's very much well. Again, it depends on what your rising sign is and what your moon sign is, not just the sun sign.
Yeah,
I mean,
sun, moon,
a little
rising.
Bit of information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
And yeah, you need to know your location of birth, the day of birth, exact time of your birth.
Exactly, yes. All right, so I pitched the post at Doug Steffen's Good Day Networks and my own personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and a few other places like the Eastley Farm website of the cows running to the feed wagon. So if you look at, if you see the cows running across the pasture, and look at, there's one of them that comes very close to the camera, and then the cow next to her walks up a white face from the bovine sanctuary, sticks her nose right on the camera. It's just part of the fun of the farm. So you want to check that out, you can do that.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Biden will also discuss the first war under his administration's watch. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching presidential candidate Donald Trump during his New York City alleged fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump with the State Office of Administration saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the
light. Hey, Neil Young. Cucamonga. Some of his songs are kind of neat. This is one of them. That's the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. This program is brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will be happy to provide you with insurance. Your motorcycle needs insurance. Yep. Check. Boats. Check. RVs. Check. Want protection on the road and on the water. Hopefully not at the same time. But listen, you can never tell. It's a James Bond movie. The stuff comes right off the road, goes right into the water. Right? So if you have something like that, you're all set, because they got them both covered, land and sea. 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or online at progressive.com. How about them apples? Okay, so I seem to have traveling on my mind, as it's the time of year when I go back and forth, and I like it. I enjoy going back and forth, frankly. And so I was just looking over one of the surveys of the most expensive cities in our country. All right.
Ooh, and they are?
Using the average cost of living there, various price categories, like what does it cost to buy a house, what are the utilities cost, what are the groceries cost to register and insure a car, health care, all kinds of things, goods and services. This is a survey put together by the Council for Community and Economic Research, which keeps track of the cost of living in 270 communities around the country. So, the top five are, you ready? Number five, Orange County. Surprise there.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yep. That's where Anaheim is, Irvine, Santa Ana, south of Los Angeles. It's the first county to come to when you go south of L.A. County.
A.K.A. the O.C.
Yeah, right, exactly. There are a lot of people who live there and enjoy the beach. There are a lot of people who live there that have been tourists, and then they become residents. 50 million tourists a year walk on the beaches of Orange County. Wow. That's a shocker. Frankly, the big airport there is the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Okay, that's number five. These are the most expensive places. Cost of Living Index suggests these are the most expensive places to visit, but also to live. Brooklyn is number four. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Huh? Why would
Brooklyn?
I don't think
I would have guessed that. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Any of the boroughs of NYC, but...
It's become more expensive than any other New York borough. That really is shocking, considering Manhattan does... You'd think it would be Manhattan. But Brooklyn has become an international melting pot. One-third of the residents were born in another country. And there are 200 different languages spoken and 59 taught in the schools. Wow. How do you do that? That makes it kind of expensive for sure.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I went to Brendan and Sophie and I and Jasper went down. Sophie had some work in New York, so I went down and spent a couple of days with them. And this was last spring, I think. Wasn't it last spring? Yeah, it was May, I think, sometime. And so we were driving around, and we walked around and went to the Botanical Garden there. Amazing that there are 52 acres in the city that are free to have this kind of a garden, which is really, it's like kind of and when you go to Manhattan, right? You walk right into... what do you call it? That's not the garden. What do they call it? It just went out.
Central Park.
Central Park. Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three most expensive. I thought the number one city would be San Francisco, but it's not. It's number three on the list of the most expensive places to live and visit in America. I don't really have to. The average cost of, listen to this. The average cost of renting a house, average cost, is $2,337 a month. The average cost to buy, the average price, the median price for a home in San Francisco is $1.4 million.
Good grief, and it doesn't even come with a yard.
No, that's right. They're just, kind of row houses, one on top of the other on top of the other. Anyway, San Francisco is not what it used to be. I used to love to go to San Francisco. I wouldn't give you a nickel for it now. I just think it's become the homeless capital of the world. It's dirty. The streets are filthy. Ugh. The ruination of a wonderful place. Number two most expensive. This doesn't surprise me. Honolulu, right? There's no surprise there at all. The average cost of a cup of coffee is $5.40. I don't know what a cup of coffee. What does the average cup of coffee cost here? You go to
depends where you go.
Dunkin' Donuts. What's a Dunkin' Donuts? What's the cost of a cup of coffee? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What I get at Starbucks is typically a little less than $6.
Yeah.
It's in the $5 to $6 range. But then if you go to some of the like mom and pop locally owned ones, some of them are less, some of them cost even more.
Number one on the list. is the aforementioned Manhattan. So two boroughs in New York are the most in the top five most expensive places to live in our country. Consumers there spend twice as much on goods and services and housing than any other city on average. Now, think about that for a second. Any other city, doesn't make any difference where it is. Manhattan is twice as expensive as any other place that you could go, and then it goes from there. 60 million people go through New York City every year. 12.2 million people live there. And put that together with who lives in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens. A lot of people in not much area. I would never live in New York, but I find it fascinating to visit. It's kind of a fun place to go.
Oh, I love New York.
Yeah, for a while. Not for too long, but some of the hotels are kind of fun. Hey, going there. All right, so there it is. Those of you contemplating travel, you'll notice that Bozeman, Montana is not on that list. I don't have a chance. And Las Vegas is not on that list, right? So what a great combination. It's not expensive, and you can get there free if you call 800-419-3684. Take advantage of the folks at 541 Travel. And as a matter of fact, there is a new thing. You can get two nights available in other places now. You just ask the question when you call 800-419-3684. So you want to try some other place for fun? Same deal. As a matter of fact, the Vegas thing is more valuable because there are so many people making reservations at this time of year to go to Las Vegas. Rooms are really super hard to get. You get yours free. It's easy. Jump on the phone, 800-419-3684, and get ready to go to listen to Adele. Let's see, who else is some of the people that are now performing there that we talk about? A lot of singing performers. I don't know if there's any comedians that are there.
I feel like there's always comedians. But then, of course, the tours that come in. But who does have the residency right now? I think, is Miranda Lambert even still there? I think Usher is there. Usher's about to be there.
What is the attraction to Usher? I don't know that much about Usher.
Current day Usher, I am unsure, but back in the day when he first came out, he, sign off on that.
Really?
He had great music you could dance to, and it was fun, and he was a good dancer, and fun to watch perform, and I'm not familiar with any of his newer stuff, but, like, his early aughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we are, I think we are obliged to talk about the war in Israel and what's going on and what has gone on there. The military, this is one of the things that they're trying to get to the bottom of, why they didn't know that the bad guys were coming, that Hamas was on the prowl. The last 20 years or so, the military there has been focusing on advanced air defenses, intelligence systems, because they thought the main security threat was unconventional. Rockets, right? And insurgent attacks. So what happened is that Hamas used bulldozers and other excavators and stuff to launch their low-tech frontal assaults. They actually had, and this is what's amazing, Israel didn't know, right under their nose, that they were building up the big mounds so that the people on these bikes and these ATVs, that's what they did. They just went up over the mounds and jumped into, they went over the fences and bingo. I don't understand this at all. A lot of people don't. What the heck was going on? Because it was pretty obvious what was going on. So, anyway. Back to I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time on these things, but I suppose we ought to. The Middle East and the discussions here. A lot of protests on campuses in America. Would you consider that Gen Z? Are college students Gen Z, or are they out of college?
I believe, college students are still the Gen Z category.
Definitely,
yeah. Are they?
Okay. Yes.
Are you, James, would you consider yourself Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm the earliest Gen Z that you can get. Because the cutoff
is elder Gen Z?
Exactly, yeah. I'm an old man Gen Z.
And the eldest stage, right? What are you, 24? 25?
Yeah, 24.
All right. Anyway, the campus protests that are going on. Example of people, you know, what we think in this country is if you're going to college, you're smart. Not necessarily always the case, as is demonstrated by some of the foolishness going on, and that's really what it is. The fear-based thinking that's being promoted by some of these rallies, the social media stuff, people expressing their views, their anger, they're evaluating from a complete point of ignorance. And that's, you know, when you think about college again, you're thinking, okay, I'm sending my kid to college because he's going to get smarter. I don't think that's the case. It's certainly not here. I understand that there are different ways of looking at this stuff, especially when it comes to the Gaza hospital thing, all kinds of information, most of it wrong, that's coming out. And then you could say, well, how do you know? And I'm not the dumbest guy in town, and I can put two and two together. Plus, it's fairly obvious these people are not that subtle. And then, and by the way, they've admitted, to the best of my knowledge, to shooting off a missile, the Palestinians, and it went to the wrong place. Haven't they? Isn't that part of this? They admitted it. So why are there so many protests against Israel because of this when it's clearly obvious that the Palestinians were responsible for the missile attack? And it wasn't even supposed to be an attack on the hospital. It just, they aren't very sophisticated when it comes to programming these missiles. They just shoot them off. And
well, it's for the civilians. It's for the humanity side, the civilians who are innocent in all of this.
What do you mean? It's for what? As well. You mean who get killed?
And the people who aren't being killed, but tortured. There are Palestinians. Palestinians,
but there's also protests against Israel, Jay.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? The Israelis aren't torturing
anybody. It's the civilians. It's the civilians across the board. No matter where they are, civilians, innocent people are not a part of this, but they are stuck in the middle of this. They are dying. They're being kidnapped. They're being tortured.
But that's not the source of the stuff. The protests on college campuses aren't about that, for the most part. At least the ones the last few days have all been about the hospital getting blown up.
Which includes the innocent.
Yeah.
It is about that, though.
Well, I guess we have to define the terms, and we'll do that perhaps later on. But now, 48 after the hour is the time.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't miss the opportunity to be with Ken, to have him check out what's going on. If you're concerned about something or a number of things and you haven't gotten good answers, give the office a call, 352-735-1400, to get in alignment with Ken. And as I said, you can always call in your questions for Ken, 855-999-3684. A lot of information this week about breast cancer. We have Breast Cancer Awareness Month every year. There are indications I see from some research being done at the Cancer Center down in Columbus, for example, about how the signs of breast cancer may be missed. How could that be, Ken?
Well, everybody listen up, especially our woman listeners. Yes, Doug, the vast majority, as you expect of women, know that a lump in their breast likely signals the presence of cancer. Not definitely, but needs to be evaluated. But the key is that that's not the only sign of the potential disease. Let's go over some of these lesser known symptoms of breast cancer. Doug, you tell me how many of these you know. They include a retracted, inverted, or downward pointing nipple. Mm. Next, breast puck.
Yeah.
Well, are you aware of that?
No, okay. I am, actually, yes, but not for the reasons you're suggesting.
Let's go on
to the
next one. Breast puckering, which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Were you aware of that one?
No, I wasn't, actually.
And next, loss of
feeling. I'll bet a lot of women are not aware of it either. So
absolutely.
Everybody listen carefully to this. This is very important stuff.
You want me to go over that one again?
Yeah, I'll hit it one more time.
So it's called breast puckering, which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Mm. Okay, and then the next one, which I bet many are not aware of, loss of feeling in part of the breast. Were you aware of that one?
Nope.
And another one, which you may be aware of, but pitting or thickening of the skin on the breast.
That one doesn't ring a bell either. I'm more hopeful that women are getting this because they're, even though the men in their lives can help them with this, this is something that you really, you can't ignore this stuff. And you need to know about it, and a lot of women don't. That's why we're going through this exercise.
One more, nipple discharge.
That happens a lot, but people confuse that with lactation. Some people continue to lactate after they've long since had a baby.
It doesn't absolutely mean that it's cancer, but if you have unexpected nipple discharge, please get that checked out by the doctor.
All right. Now, in league with that, a couple of other things. Let's stick with the breast cancer discussion here because as we continue to talk about ways of losing weight, the drugs that you talk about, I make reference to Calitrin, but people are on this kick, or they ought to be, because there's so many people that are overweight. Now, here's another reason for you to be concerned about being overweight.
It's interesting. You point this out over the years, Doug, about how the theme, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the studies coming out, and then the studies coming out about helping to treat obesity. There's another study in JAMA Network Open this week, where we learn that many breast cancer survivors, Doug, take a hormonal drug after cancer treatment to stave off a recurrence of the breast cancer. But this new research, it suggests these drugs may be less effective in women who are obese. So if you're dealing with breast cancer already, please lose the weight. If you want to prevent the breast cancer, a huge effort that can be made to dramatically lower the risk is get rid of the obesity and limit the alcohol.
Breast cancer goes back to 3000 BC. At least that's what some of the ancient historical focuses have been going back. I would think it goes back as far as long as women have been around, frankly. And because this past week was World Breast Cancer Research Day, it was something that, you know, you go back to the 70s and how things have changed so dramatically since then. I think you are the one, you're one of many that tell people women need to get their breasts examined. You need self-examination, you need mammograms, maybe MRIs, but don't ignore the requirement to get it done, right? That's the bottom
line. Start talking to your doctor at age 40.
Yep. All right. Lots of words to the wise here. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen. You're at your service at 59 past the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.